Well, hey, friends, and welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, and I am super happy that you're here. And today we're going to talk about something a little bit controversial. Maybe I might be pushing some buttons here today with you. What is your store policy around cell phone use? Do you have one? Have you thought about it? Are you cringing right now because you know there's a problem, but you just don't know how to address it without sounding like a big old meanie, or you just don't know what to say or what you should make your policy as? So today, after speaking with several of my clients and a lot of retailers, and after speaking to customers, people in stores that have also shared with me their thoughts around this, I'm going to share with you my thoughts on what a cell phone policy should be or could be or what it could look like in your store. So let's dive in today. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, most of us admit there's a problem. We should admit there's a problem to cell phone use. We'd rather our team, this is my experience, we'd rather our team not use their cell phones. We all know that they're just a distraction device, but we don't know what to say. I just wanted to share today my thoughts on why I think this is a problem, and I think it's an epidemic problem, and it's not just me. I know in the entire retail world, in the restaurant world, in the service-based industry, from talking to my peers and talking to lots of retailers, and there's a problem. I mean, there's a problem in the world with cell phone and distraction, but for us in our shops, bringing it home to where we are and the way we're serving our customers, do we really want our employees to be on their phone all the time? My thoughts are no, we do not want people on our phone. We would rather our employees be paying attention to the work they're supposed to be doing. We would rather them being pay attention to the customers. We would rather that they just do, you know, focus on what they should be doing. But what I'm hearing and what I see a lot with retailers is that we don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. And I'm here to tell you that it starts with you making a decision on what you want the policy to be. And I really think, and I want to urge you to set a policy around cell phone usage. So my advice is always to have a no cell phone policy. No cell phone except on breaks, scheduled breaks, and your lunch breaks. And again, hopefully you are setting scheduled breaks for your employees. I think that's a very important thing. And I don't think we should just have it as, you know, when you're on a quick break or whatever, because they'll always be in the back room or they'll always be searching out their phone. If the policy is just to have it in your coat pocket or your purse or in your locker or whatever, they'll be running out back all the time to make excuses. So I really do think we have to have that clear and no wiggle room kind of thing for your cell phone. And here's what I hear the pushback. Yeah, but Wendy, they need their phones. What if there's an emergency, or Susie has kids, or, you know, what if the kids call? Well, my friends, this is why we have store phones. Like, give out those store phone numbers to those people. The school can have it. The babysitters can have it. Whatever. Whoever needs the emergency phone line can have it, have the store line. And that is a simple solution. I do not see why that's so complicated for everybody, but that's what I really want to remind you. If there's a situation with an employee who really needs to be in touch with somebody, give them the store line. It's not rocket science. It is so important that our employees are paying attention to what they should be doing. They're paying attention to our clients. We are in the business of hospitality. We are in the business of service and experience. And when our people walk in our shop, and this is nothing new if you've been listening to the podcast for any time or if we've ever coached together, when people walk into our shop, we need to greet them. We need to have conversations with them. We need to make them feel welcomed. The era that we are in with retail is we win by doing these things. Having a distracted employee where they're like, yeah, 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 or you feel like a bother when you walk into a shop. And this is the feedback I got from customers that I asked about this policy. They feel like they're bothering people. They feel like the employees just, you know, they may even look up and they're like, don't even look up. And they're like, yep, welcome. Have a good day. Ask me if you need anything. You know, they got their head buried down in their cell phone. You know, we justify that as being, oh, well, that's just the way it is nowadays. But it's not. This is your shop. This is your service standards. And we don't want people to feel that way. We need to make sure that customers feel greeted and welcomed. We need to make sure that there's an optics of professionalism. And by that, I mean, we are here to serve you. We care about you. We do not want or need any more erosion of our brand. So if you are doing these little things that you're saying, it's no big deal that our employees are on cell phones, Wendy, like you're half listening to this podcast, come on back to me right now. I want you to come back to me because I really want you to take what I'm saying about cell phone use with your employees. And I'm going to say with you, but I want you to take all of this serious because it really does matter what people feel when they walk into our shop and what's happening in our shop, not to mention what's happening when they're on their phone and they're not doing the work. It's what's not happening, right? So we really need to make sure that they understand that they're not disengaged from the work that they're supposed to be doing. There's always something to do. Y'all know there's always something to do. If it's a slow day in the shop, there is something to do. There's cleaning to be done. There's unpacking to be done. There's tagging. There's something to do. There always is. There's a list. I'm sure if you're one of my Inner Circle members, you have the opening and closing list. You have the to-do list. You know that there's things that we need to be doing on a daily basis. So we need to make sure that that's part of our policy, is that our cell phones are only coming out, or we're only using our cell phones in the break room on scheduled breaks. And so this brings me to you as well. When we have, and I know there's times we have to be on the phone, we have to, you know, we have to call customers or we have to do things, we have to be on the phone. I want you to flip the script or flip your mindset about the optics of what that looks like to your clients, to customers coming in the door and they see you, the manager or owner or whatever, the leader, the visionary, the brand, on the phone, just chatting away, and you're talking to, I don't know, you're talking to the bank. I don't know what you're talking to. You're talking to something business related. However, it just looks like you're on the phone. If there's things that we can do in our shop and we have to be on the phone, let's pay attention to the optics of that. Let's make sure that if we can go on an iPad, if you're doing your inventory counts or you're doing something around the, you know, around the floor, if you could, can you use an iPad? It's just a little bit, it feels a little bit better. It feels more professional. It feels more like business related. If you can go in a back room and be on the phone, if you can make sure you're behind the counter, but you're still totally making eye contact with your clients, it's just this perceived distraction, this perceived, you know, again, the perceived perception of the client. That's all that matters, right? It's all that matters is the perception of the client. So it's hard to have those difficult conversations with your team about cell phone usage, but I really do think it's important. I put this right up there with having food at the counter. I'm telling you, the optics on that are crap. And if you're eating, literally, if you're eating at the counter, that's gross. And I don't think you should be doing that. And maybe we're no longer friends, but that is also an optic that is really unprofessional. When customers walk in and you're eating your lunch at the counter, like this big old messy sandwich or whatever at the counter. And I know what you're thinking right now. I know what you're thinking. Well, if I don't eat at the counter, I don't let my staff eat at the counter, then, you know, I won't eat. Well, you'll have to figure that out. Eat in the back room. Have your sandwich in the back room. I really think that that's a really terrible, yucky thing. I'm not even a big fan of having takeout cups or coffee or anything like that or at the counter. I just think it's an unprofessional I don't know, it's eroding your brand. That's the only thing I can think of. It's just little things. And we have a tendency to say and justify all these things by thinking, oh, it's just a little thing, or it's just today, or whatever. But I want you to think about all the time, and everybody, especially if it's a new customer coming in. New customer comes in and there's this big old messy sandwich and the person's on their head down on the cell phone, and you know, I don't know. It's just anyway, it's just not professional. And you need to be professional. We want to be fully engaged with our clients when they walk in. Again, we are in the business of service. We are in the business of hospitality. Customers need our full attention, and we want to do that, right? So we want to step out of this distraction and step out of this indifference, because that's what they get at the mall. That's what they get in the big box stores. That's what they get in. That's what they get everywhere else. They don't get that here at our shop. They don't get that here. They're going to get my attention. They're going to have a professional. And I mean, we can still be super casual and whatever, but are you running a professional business, or are you running this really, I don't know, just half-assed kind of lazy kind of shop? Again, that's what they're going to get at the big shop. That's what they get at the big stores. So we want, and we also, again, want our team to be focused on their work. We want them to focus on the things that need to be done. It's also, and if I can throw this in as a societal problem right now, everybody's distracted and they're not present. They're not paying attention to the now. They're always just, I don't know, looking on and whatever. And again, we all have our thoughts and whatever we have about, especially with the young people, and no disrespect. It's just statistically the younger people are on their cell phones so much, and that they're just joined at their hip. They feel like it would be impossible to not go 3 hours without their cell phone. But you know what? It's possible. We'll give you a break, 15-minute break. You can go check in, but be here now, be in the shop now. Experience what's happening in the shop now. You know, be present. And I think if I can say, as you know, I was going to say an old lady, I'm not an old lady, but if I can say, you know, that might be a good training for them in the future. You know, it might be just a good training just for to be a little bit more present, but it will help your business as well. So set the policy, no cell phones except scheduled breaks and lunch. Don't just set it that it has to be in their purse, because they'll always be in the back room on their purse and poking their head out every now and then to check and see if a customer's in the store. We don't want that. So only on scheduled breaks. And, you know, just remember the optics. Just remember the optics for yourself, for your team, for what it really looks like. And again, part of our customer experience, part of our care, and part of our how we're differentiating ourselves from everybody else. So I hope you found that helpful. If you want to continue the conversation, let me know your thoughts. I'm waiting. I'm like, I have my eyes closed, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm feeling like you're all going to be like, yeah, but Wendy. And I want you to argue your limitations, and you get to keep them. Something I say a lot. So think about it. Be open to change. Be open to making a change in that policy with your people. Have the difficult conversations, and come and let me know how you make out, or what your thoughts are around this, or if you need any, you know, advice, any more advice around this. If you're an Inner Circle member, we will definitely be continuing this conversation, I know, inside our Retailers Inner Circle, or you can catch me on Instagram and just let me know your thoughts on this. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope it's been maybe thought-provoking, or maybe it'll help you ease that guilt of saying, yes, we're going to set a policy, and not feel like a meanie about that. So anyway, have a fantastic rest of the day, my friends. We will see you here next week with another maybe controversial conversation. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.